Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan. Home of Bashani Radio App.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom, now we here. Bashani Radio App, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now we here.
You're listening to Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio App, bringing diverse media to the world.
Okay, we are back again. Welcome everyone to Real Talk with AH3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio App. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 to most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purpose1alvin III. Again, that's facebook.com/purpose1alvin III. Here's what I have for you guys today. This is episode 5, the 3 P's of effective living. Again, it's the 3 P's of effective living. So what are the 3 P's of effective living? I'm glad you asked. The 3 P's of effective living are peace, power, and progression. Again, that's peace, power, and progression. And these three are intimately intertwined. When I started thinking about this, I've been thinking about this for a few days. And again, like I tell you guys, things come to me. I was at, again, my job, moving boxes, slinging boxes and all that stuff. And it just hit me. There's something about my life and personality that's all about getting to the essence of a thing. I like getting to the essence of a thing so that I can be, again, more effective at it. And I want to share with you how thinking or receiving these ways in my mind and heart guide me throughout my life, help me shape my code, my philosophy more. And perhaps as I pass it on to you, it could be a factor in you shaping what you need for you. So again, peace, power, and progression. Let's start with peace. There's a point in your life where you come to realize that peace above all else is everything. If you have peace, you can manage the challenges in your life. Your health can be better. Your perspective on life can be better. Everything's just better when your mind and your heart is calm and clear, and you have space to really unpack things that need to be unpacked at the time, or just to be thankful. Peace is everything. Sometimes you don't realize how much peace is worth until you go through a season or you go through an experience where peace is short or not quite existent there. You're talking about a state of anxiety. You're talking about a state of restlessness, uncertainty. Things like that. But once you get out of that season and you realize that you get to really feel peace on a deep level, you come to realize how much of an asset it really is to living in a life, especially during this modern time, especially during the overall challenges that our society faces. Which leads to the next part, power. So you can be a person, yes, that truly has peace, but you may lack that punch into life, that go into life. You may lack that direction into your life, and this is where power comes in. So what is power? Power, in essence, is having what you desire, doing what you want, when you want, how you want it. It's basically the who, what, when, where, why of you being who you are and getting to where you need to be, or desire to be, or dream to be. And to me, power can come into two primary forms. Power can come into patience, or it can come into passion. The patience aspect of power is when you're in some type of build-up phase of your life. You're in some type of planning, you're in some type of gathering, you're in some type of contemplation, structuring, whatever you want to call it, that's more internal and personal in your life. It's you getting that spark to do something. It's you writing down your plan to actually do it. It is you gathering information by research. It's you doing all these things and not necessarily involving other people or other ways. The planning phase of your power, which leads you more towards passion. Of course, passion is less mind, because patience is more mind. It's heart too, but passion is more heart and then mind, and they intertwine with each other as well. And so passion is when it is go time for you. It is you leaning more out towards people, or connecting with people or organizations, or you just taking the consistent steps through your daily life to reach that goal that patience allowed you to have. And when you work those two together, there's a certain power base that builds in your life, and it builds off of experience that you've had in your process of patience, and it builds into real life things, associations with people, that next career path that you have, your financial base, your just everything. You start to get power, you start to get traction into your life. So when you find yourself without either these two key elements, either peace or power, what happens is your progression, the third element of these three P's, is a little in limbo. It's a little stifled. And so what's necessary is that you have to get peace online. You gotta get centered. And then you gotta work on your actual power base. The clarity produces room for you to work on that power. And then when you're working on your power, understanding whether you need to be in a state of patience or you need to be in a state of passion, because they work together, they work in tangent. Now, here is the beautiful thing. Once you get to a place where your level of peace and your level of power has gotten some traction, you start working that between those two and allowing those two to work in your life, and progression will happen. People will see the works that you did, your gifts. There's a Bible verse that says that your gifts will make a room for you, and hidden resources and hidden opportunity will find you. Why? Because that progression is a part of your effective living, and that effective living is leaning towards your purpose, why you're here. How are you supposed to be an agent of impact in lives of other people, in organizations, in the place where you live, your environment? All of it's tied in together. Sometimes you don't know until you step back, actually in a position of patience within your power to really reflect on it. And so all those things together, I saw it in my mind kind of like a triangle, because they're all integrated. I mean, you could put either P wherever. You could put one, piece at the top, power and progression at the bottom, or you could put progression at the top and peace and power at the bottom. But they're all intertwined, and when you create a certain flow, a concert of those things in your life, you will find that your life starts to move progressively. Even when you have hangups, even when you have challenges, even when you have rivals that make themselves rivals to you, you will not be unstoppable. Now, the thing about it with rivals is you must defend your peace from them, because again, peace is the cornerstone of everything. It's very difficult to make the most effective and powerful decisions in your life when there's not a base of peace within you. If you're having a political battle at work with someone, and or in your career, someone, or I guess I would assume within a business against someone else in the business, that piece still gives you a foundation in which you can operate your power through patience or passion. Patience in the sense of, do you really have to do something actionable against this rival in order to defend yourself and what you've built? Or passion, meaning like, okay, when is it go time, or how is it go time to actually actively defend yourself against this rival? That's one example. So that is the takeaway from it. Integrate peace, power, to achieve progression in your life and to live effectively, getting and extracting and creating the most without the least disturbance in your life. And so that's what I have for you guys today. This is AH3, Real Talk with AH3. And the only other thing that I would like to add this go round is background music has been provided by Mr. Free Will, FR33WILL. He helps to provide the vibe for this. He nails it when it comes to the stream of consciousness that I like to have for my style and my way. For more information, you can contact him at Lightwalker, FR33WILL. @gmail.com. Again, that's Lightwalker, FR33WILL, @gmail.com. I hope at least one of you out there has received something very profound from this, and it helps to transform your life and your path. And but again, like I always say, I'm pretty sure that I've reached out to more than just one person, and I'm very thankful and I'm humbled for this opportunity to have my voice spread across such a broad environment. All right, until next time, let's see what else bubbles up from this expansive mind of mine, and I look forward to connecting with you all through Facebook soon. Let me know. All right, have a great day. Bye-bye. Bye.
Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan. Home of Bashani Radio App.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom. Now, we here. Bashani Radio App, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now, we here.
You're listening to Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio App, bringing diverse media to the world.